It's 1:37. Let's do that 1:30 news with Dan.
With a sponsor.
Raising Cane's Injustice Show!
Answer me a question, Bob. This is totally different than the news, but I'm on the NBC5 news site because I'm doing a story that from there. And on the bottom here, they have a little poll that it says, what do you think? Both The Handmaid's Tale and Black Mirror start new seasons this week. Which show are you looking forward to more? And you could vote. Why? Why does this exist? What is anyone getting out of that? Like, what if one wins and one does? Like, I don't understand why this exists.
What's your vote?
Black Mirror.
Here, look what.
But why? What?
Look what Channel 8 was rolling out the other day.
Are they just trying to get me engaged and be in a...
It's all about interacting.
Channel 8's news had a poll question the other day.
What in the hell? Why?
If you vote, they can, like, steal all of your information.
Well, this wasn't that.
You want me to read that? Or
yeah, go ahead. This is what they were actually...
So on the Channel 8, this is on the TV? You took a picture, like, what is going on here?
Right.
Here's the whole poll. Do you think UFOs exist?
And look what's winning.
81% say yes.
The dude from Blink 182, was he in town or something? What was going on with that?
And
Tom, what's his name?
Why? Who's gaining something out of this? Besides you right now, I suppose, showing it to me on your phone.
Tom DeLong?
Yeah, Tom DeLong. All right. I think he's pro-UFO or something.
We got to start doing Twitter polls. We need more interaction.
All right, put this out
there.
Should
we do more?
Should we do more polls?
Make a poll.
Yes or no?
Wait, real quick. Who of our group thinks that UFOs exist? I want to know. I'm yes.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
I mean, UFO is generic. It can be anything that's in the... It doesn't have to be
I didn't
alien.
Identify it, so it's
extraterrestrial,
of course they
though.
Do.
Alien.
Yes, alien UFOs.
Okay, so
I think they exist, but I don't think they've been here. How do you like that one?
So beings from another planet?
Yeah, does other life form exist in...
Other life form probably exists. I think 99.99% of UFOs are not.
Not actually UFOs.
So they didn't ask for that type of answer. They're just looking for yes or no.
Just yes or no, move on.
Okay. Just wondering.
Move on to the news here, which is... A Fort Worth teacher, the Fort Worth ISD has recommended termination for this teacher. Who was on Twitter.
Yeah.
She's Georgia Clark at Carter Riverside High School in Fort Worth. Fort Worth, by the way, 63% Hispanic. You're going to need to know that for this story.
Okay.
Georgia Clark thought she was tweeting President Trump privately because she put his name and then she put her message.
Go on.
She didn't realize it was a private or it was a public message. She said, told the investigators she didn't know her tweets to President Trump were public. She thought somehow this was a private message to him. The private message was the fact, let's see. Oh, she tweeted that the school that she worked at has been taken over by illegal students from Mexico. And I thought you were elected, you promised that you would build that wall to protect our borders.
And she thought that should be a private message?
She thought she should tell him, like, he wasn't working on it hard enough. So, yeah, our school has been taken over by illegal students from Mexico. This isn't her first dust-up with this kind of a thing. In 2013, a couple things happened. 2013, she was suspended after she referred to a group of students as Little Mexico and to another student as White Bread. Recently, she had been under investigation for a complaint because when a student asked to go to the bathroom, she responded, "Show me your papers saying that you're legal."
Jeez.
So, yeah, I don't think she'll be working for the Fort Worth school system much longer. They've recommended that they...
She's got her rap sheet, though.
They don't allow her to
just
work there anymore.
Multiple incidents.
Yep, well, a lot of times these aren't the first. Here's a really weird story from Wisconsin.
Murder. Capital.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Of America.
Is it really the murder capital of America?
I don't know. I thought that's what we decided some time ago.
Is it per percentage? Because certainly cities with more people.
Were you thinking serial murder?
They got the Serial Killer Hall of Fame up there.
Okay, but that's different than just
something to say about that.
That's different than just volume of straight murders. But we just have weird ones.
Creativity. Innovation.
What do we have today, Dan?
So this is Lakewood, Wisconsin. You have any idea where that is? Small town in Wisconsin. Where an 82-year-old man, very friendly guy, say his neighbors. In fact, a local handyman. Distinctive laugh. Just great dude. Old grandpa type. Wife died about 10 years ago or so, but, you know, again, just a neighborhood guy everybody loved. Ray Vanny Wenhoven is his name.
Very Wisconsin name.
He's been arrested murder from a case from 1976. Almost 43 years ago. It was July 9th. 1976.
So he was...
Where a double murder happened.
He's 39 back then.
David and Ellen, two people who were engaged to be married, set up a campsite at a secluded park, which is actually very close to Lakewood, Wisconsin. Not that far away. So it's July 1976. Apparently, a rifle bullet struck the man, David, in the neck from 50 feet away, killing him instantly. He was waiting outside a bathroom where his fiance was inside, you know, doing her business. Well, she busts out of there and takes off, starts running. He caught her, raped her, then shot her twice in the chest.
Yikes.
Her body was found 200 yards away from the guy. Again, a very secluded park, so no one was around. No one saw it. But apparently they did have some DNA because they found semen on the woman. She was raped and then killed. But this was 1976, right? Well, in the 90s, when DNA profiling brought new light to the, or new hope to, you know, cold cases across the nation, they got no matches, but they did, you know, they still had it, and they still had the evidence, and they put that DNA then in the FBI's national database. So that happened in the mid-90s. So mid-70s, the murder happens. Mid-90s... They finally get the DNA. They get the address of the DNA. You know, they whatever locate
it. Yeah.
But there was no matches in the system. Well, nowadays there's a new DNA bid out. You may have heard of something like this, but this one in particular was GED Match. It's called, which is a free public genealogy database with about 1.2 million profiles. So this is a thing. Oh, there are certain companies which do it, but you say, I want to know about my family tree. I want to know, am I Irish? Am I Scottish? You know,
what's that 23andMe bit?
Good day, man.
I think that's .com. It's all the same.
Yeah, those are one. There are different companies that do this, but it all goes into this same database.
Yeah.
Whatever little company you use, it will be part of the big database, and then, you know, like I say,
then they can hang a murder on you from 1975.
Well, or they can clone you.
You know, if you're Donovan's dad, now if Donovan's dad takes it to an extreme, he won't drive the tollway. He doesn't want the man to know where he is. You know, he don't track me. He'll drive 30 extra minutes to get somewhere just to make sure the man isn't tracking him. You know, remember when they did the steroid testing in baseball? And we're like, ah, totally anonymous. Totally, no one's ever going to know anything about it. And, of course, like 7 years later, they did.
Yeah.
Here's the report where it said, you know. Well, you know, this whole thing is, they say, nothing nefarious is going to go on here. Don't worry. This is all, well, here's how they caught him. And it's much the same way they caught, do you remember in California, the Golden State Killer?
I do.
What they did was they found distant relatives and reverse engineered it. So they went through the family tree.
So they don't even have to take his DNA. They just need somebody related to him.
But they did have his DNA. It was in a system, right?
Yeah.
In the FBI's system. But now this GED match. None of that. All right. Now this GED match, they reverse engineered the same way. I don't exactly know if you want to explain that to me off the air, but they kind of concluded they had an unidentified the semen sample, so they found that DNA. So they have the guy's DNA, but it wasn't given by him. But they kind of tracked it around that they figured out his parents lived in the Green Bay area somewhere. They tracked it to like his parents somehow. Reversed it to his parents, so they knew the parents had four kids. Well, they took a sample from one of the brothers' trash. They ruled out another brother because they took something from him as well, like a coffee cup.
Really?
On March 6th, two policemen showed up to the 82-year-old man's door, and they said, could you fill out this survey? We want to know how we're doing policing the area. And here's an envelope. When you're done with this, will you please just make sure you seal this, lick it shut, and then send it back to us? So he did.
And that's all it takes.
They opened that envelope. That was a whole ruse just to get him to lick the envelope.
Wow.
Then they opened the envelope. They got his DNA. Found out this is a perfect match.
Stop it.
A perfect match for the 1976 double murder. So now the gentlemanly, the grandfatherly, the gentle old man who helps people with handyman work around the neighborhood. They've known him forever. He actually is the guy that did this double murder slash rape in 1976.
And there's zero doubt with this type of evidence?
Apparently so. With that DNA, they can pinpoint.
He doesn't cop to it, right?
No. He's, of course, he's saying not guilty, not guilty. You'll find out more June 19th. He appears in court again.
Wow. Wow. All right, now it's
wow.
In my head.
But yeah, they, I guess they narrowed it down to him or one of the family members of these, the parents in Green Bay. But I suppose once they get him, and if they have him licking that envelope, they can then differentiate brothers from each other. And they say, yes, this is now, he's the guy that did it. So
he'd been married 50 years.
Is this bad pub for the DNA sampling thing, or is it like, hey, I'm not going to commit a murder, so I'm not worried about that, but I don't know how to feel about all
yes
this.
Yes to both your questions. Let's get out of here.
All right, that is the 1:30 news. Up next, let's check back in with the Rangers.